visit with Robert Heckel, who's the president of MCE Systems. And the reason why we have Robert on today is to talk about the fact that there are, get this number, $50 to $60 billion in unused phones that are sitting in U.S. households. Robert, thanks for joining us today for this interesting topic, because it is interesting, because when you think of phones today, you think how expensive they are, and the fact that some of these phones are sitting just unused rather than trading them in is kind of astounding.
No, absolutely. It's actually frustrating, and it's a pity for the people who own the phone and they don't kind of take the money out of that. And it's also bad for the environment.
Absolutely. So let's talk about it. First of all, get us familiar with MCE Systems and what MCE Systems is all about.
The MCE Systems is a technology company, and our mission is really to mobilize better customer experience when it comes to device-related journeys. So we help customers put intelligence in their hands and solve things at their fingertips. For example, if they have a problem with their phone, that diagnostic works swiftly to solve their problem. And for example, on the trade-in side, we put all the capabilities in the customer's hand that we can guarantee a price and make it all smooth and connected. Those are just two examples.
That is interesting, because you know, when people purchase a new phone, do you think the people are aware that they can actually trade in their old one?
It's actually funny that a lot of people are not aware that they could trade in their old phone. This is one of we did a whole market research here in the US, and this is one of the real interesting things that not everybody is aware, and there's a lot of other barriers, right, for people. So 23% in our market research said, I didn't know I could trade in my phone. Then 23% said, I didn't think I would get enough money for my old phone to make it worthwhile. And then 34% had data backup and privacy concerns. So the bottom line of all this, and this is the crazy opportunity for everybody who has phones lying around at home, 42% of Americans have never traded in a phone.
Oh my goodness. And of that 25% of those non-traders didn't even know that was an option to do so. So is it up to, do you think it's up to the consumer to actually raise the issue with the phone company they're buying their phone from? Or is it up to the phone company to say, hey, do you have any, what are you using now? And did you know you can trade that thing in?
I think both parties, right? So first of all, consumers can certainly just have a look, and trade-in is becoming more and more popular. So 15% of all new phones have a corresponding trade-in, but that means also there's 85% to go. But it's also up to the operator to make that more popular. And when you look at Vodafone UK, they really kickstarted the market. UK had, for example, 89% of never traders. Now they're now down to 47. So it is possible, right, when you mobilize the people with the right solution.
You know, there are so many changes happening in the phone industry nowadays. You got, you know, 5G and all that stuff that, you know, the older phones are soon going to be obsolete. So what would be the value of, let's say,
Carrier Traffic sponsored by the Broadmoor,
or 9 or whatever they have, in the very near future, when those will be sort of obsolete?
So on average, phones in the U.S. Which were traded in were about $150. So people trade in even old flip phones. But when you trade in an old iPhone, it's worth between $400 and $1,000. Even like old Samsung Galaxies, right?
Wow.
$400, $500. So it's a lot of money. And that means you can reduce your monthly cost by $10 to $20 easily.
That's amazing. So when you actually trade in the phone, what will the companies do with that? They just take the chips out? Or, I mean, what do they need the trade-in for?
So the trade-in of, first of all, we call it circular economy. Circular economy worldwide, since so many phones improperly recycled, and they create 1 million phones create actually 48 metric tons of toxic waste.
Oh, wow.
And CO2. This is so what are they doing with the phones? This is actually a fantastic question. So first of all, the best phones, 20 to 40% they will be reused either for insurance purposes, so they swap a phone for the insurance, or they even give it to customers at a cheaper price. We call that pre-loved or pre-used phones. And then the rest of them, they can be refurbished and upgraded to phones which can be sold. Some of them maybe are sold in other countries who said, hey, I want to have a cheaper phone which is properly working. And then for the rest of the phones, if they're properly recycled or if there's still parts working, you take them apart and reuse and sell the parts.
Excellent.
So that is something which is fantastic.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Robert, thanks for joining us and giving us some insight on this. So hopefully next time someone goes to get their new phone, they know this information and can actually trade in their old phone. Thanks again for the time. We really appreciate it.